SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we walk for climate change. And later, our Heritage Month Did You Know feature and a child care tip. Welcome to Roundabout JA. The Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, in partnership with the Environmental Solutions Limited, ESL, will host the Jamaica Climate Walk under the theme, Let's Do Something, Walk for Health, Stand for Earth. The walk is planned for International Day of Climate Action, October 24 at Emancipation Park. ESL Environmental Analyst, Abigail McIntosh, says the 4K walk is geared at engaging the public and raising awareness about issues concerning the environment, including rainwater harvesting.
Not only do we hope to educate people about the benefits of harvesting rainwater and storing it for times when there is limited rainfall and water available, the funds that we do raise from donations will go towards building and installing rainwater harvesting systems in select communities.
The walk is non-competitive, and all members of the public are invited. It will be divided into climate change bands, which reflects themes that affect health and wellness, such as water, food, and energy. Members of each band will be asked to represent the theme as best as possible with costumes, banners, or just t-shirts with messages. This year is particularly meaningful for the inaugural walk, as countries all over the world, including Jamaica, head to Paris to hammer out a new global climate agreement at the Conference of Parties COP meeting in December. This climate walk will be the first for Jamaica and the Caribbean, and will seek to sensitize ordinary citizens to the links between climate change, health, and wellness. The European Union and USAID, through its Community Empowerment and Transformational 2 project, COMET 2, have joined Jamaican companies such as the Jamaica Public Service, Caribbean Broilers, and Alcavita Water in support of the event. Their activities will include mobilizing community youth and educating them on climate change and conducting rainwater harvesting systems demonstrations.
Calling all government pensioners, the Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. Our second stop will be at the Cecil Charlton Hall in Mandeville on October 30, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, SAGICOR, and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, Cecil Charlton Hall, Mandeville, Friday, October 30, starting at 10 a.m. See you there.
Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn about the plans to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Now time for our Heritage Did You Know feature. Maroon communities are located around the Blue and Jonker Mountains, mainly in the valleys, while the mountains are the final resting place for their freedom fighter ancestors. Here now is a child safety tip. Make sure your home and your children's play area are safe. An adult should always be available to supervise small children. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And on our community notice board, the Twicknam Park Open Bible Church presents In a Delight, a concert featuring inspiring dance, music, and drama on Saturday, November 7 at 6 p.m. on the church grounds beside the Police Academy. Call 749-3061 for ticket information. And the JIS still has heritage posters and publications on sale until October 30. Call the Research and Publications Department for more information at 926-374026. And that's where we end today's program. Thank you so much for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of Student Engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silveira. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.